Snow falls inside of a snow globe. Text reads, Hallmark Media presents A Dance in the Snow. Text reads, A Whiz Bang Films Production. A wooden chest is opened. Inside are Christmas decorations, mistletoe, and framed photographs. One pictures a baby girl in a red dress and a matching bow, and another is of a man, a woman, and a little girl standing together by the Christmas tree. A third photo at the bottom of the chest is of the woman and the girl sitting together by the fireplace. This photo is picked up and placed on the mantle. Two stockings with gold, sparkling letters are taken out of the chest. One reads, Jenny, and the other reads, Mom. They're carefully hung next to each other on hooks above the fireplace. The streets of a residential neighborhood are blanketed with snow. A red brick house is decorated with wreaths and garlands. Inside, a woman closes her purse. Like a kid at Christmas with you.
Ready.
A girl comes down the stairs.
You look magnificent. I know. Christmas dance, here we come. Wait.
Oh, weather check.
Of course.
Clear skies.
Still safe. No snow. Let's go.
A street is decorated with Christmas lights. At the Cherrywood High Holiday Ball, teens dance in the gymnasium. The walls are covered in tinsel, and a big Christmas tree stands in the center of the gym.
Oh, your headphones. I forgot them in the car.
I'm fine.
Yeah, it could get louder.
Come on. Oh.
She takes her hand and leads them to the dance floor.
Okay, now put on a happy face.
Don't worry about me. This is your night. I'm great.
I'm great too. Bye.
Bye.
The woman walks over to the snack table.
Guess I'll just chaperone the snacks.
You need any help with that?
She laughs.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Mr. Hartman.
Please call me Daniel. Jenny is a fantastic student.
Jenny talks about you all the time.
She's my favorite student, but don't tell anyone I said that.
I won't. Well, around here anyway. You really are her favorite teacher.
Thank you. And you can tell everyone that.
I do. It's important for her to have a teacher that really appreciates her.
But who wouldn't appreciate her?
A lot of people. They don't mean to. They mean well, but when they find out that she's autistic, they either expect nothing of her or they think she's a savant.
Well, no judgment here. I think she's great.
They look at the dance floor. Jenny dances by herself.
She is.
Melanie nods to herself. Jenny sways side to side. Teens start jumping to the beat. Jenny covers her ears and looks around nervously. Snow starts to fall from the ceiling. Jenny looks up at the ceiling.
Is that snow?
Jenny runs away.
Jenny?
Is everything okay?
No. Just the sound, the snow. I should have insisted she wear her headphones.
Can I help you?
No, she needs me right now. I've got to find her.
Melanie leaves. Jenny sits outside on a bench. Melanie runs up to her.
Jenny.
Jenny rocks back and forth, taking deep breaths. She looks at Melanie, who smiles at her reassuringly.
Are you okay? The snow. I should have seen that coming. I'm sorry.
She puts her arm around Jenny. Melanie pulls her in close, and they take a deep breath together.
Can we go home?
Melanie nods.
Yep. Let's go.
They get up from the bench and walk back to the school together. Melanie keeps her arm on Jenny's shoulder. The night turns to day. Text reads, 1 year later, the red brick house is decorated for Christmas.
Hey, what you working on?
College applications.
My little girl. That my little girl is a senior.
I have been for 4 months.
Yes, that's very true.
Melanie smiles.
So where are you thinking?
I want to go to Hollinger.
Hollinger? Like California?
They have the best literature program.
Yeah, they, of course. But it's in California.
Jenny looks at her laptop.
It's okay. You know what? We'll think about it. Okay?
Jenny continues looking at her laptop.
The holiday dance is coming up soon. Do you want to go shopping and get a new dress?
No, thanks.
You want to go to the dance, though, right?
Jenny looks away from Melanie. Melanie's expression saddens. She nods. The high school.
Two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both. And be one traveler, long I stood. And looked down one, as far as I could. And then Frost finishes triumphantly. It was two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. And that made all the difference. You see, this is what great poetry can do. Yes, yes, it makes you think, but more, it inspires you to feel.
Jenny looks down at her desk.
So? What do you feel?
Jenny carefully raises her hand.
Jenny.
I feel excited. I get to choose my road. I get to choose my life.
Very good. And very true. This is something I wish we'd all remember more often. So, let these great words inspire us today and every day. Oh, and for tomorrow, please read the chapter on Edgar Allan Poe or you shall receive good grades. Nevermore.
Daniel laughs to himself. Students leave the class.
Nice work today, Jenny.
I love the poem.
Great words can inspire us.
They inspired me.
Me too. Hey, is that a Hollinger crest? Yeah, my sister studied there.
She looks at the pamphlet.
Not exactly sure. It'll be possible. It's far away.
But they have an amazing lit program there.
I know.
And you are an amazing lit student.
I know.
Good. Well, I'd be happy to write a recommendation. I mean it.
Jenny picks up her things.
Have a good afternoon.
A sign reads, The Possible Center.
I just don't get it. Could she pick a college further from home?
Maybe she just wants to spread her wings.
Here you go, Gavin. The volume should work on those ones.
You know, okay. Try something new. Isn't that why you started the Possible Center? To show neurodiverse teens the breadth of their possibilities.
Thanks, Vicky. I have read our mission statement. I think I wrote it. But couldn't she just spread her wings a little closer to home?
Look, she is not trying to leave you. It is okay to be sad, even at Christmas time. It's okay to be mad about the divorce, to long for the past, or worry about the future.
Thank you. But this isn't about me. This is about Jenny. Maybe it's the weather. There's no falling snow in Southern California.
She's still afraid of the falling snow?
It was bad before, but ever since the dance, it's gotten worse.
At the high school, Daniel puts up a poster for the holiday ball. He bumps into Melanie.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I must have been a little too focused on my handiwork.
Apparently.
It's good to see you, Melanie.
Nice to see you too, Mr. Hartman.
Daniel.
Right.
Anyway, I know the dance didn't go really well for you and Jenny last year, and I just wanted you to know if there's anything that I could do to help make it better, just let me know.
You could run for PTA president.
No, that is Miss Foy, and she'd wipe the floor with me. But honestly, I know they started planning, so I think they meet every Friday afternoon. And if you wanted to, maybe we could...
It's okay. I've got it. But thank you.
Of course. Yeah.
Hey, poster looks great.
Thank you.
Hey.
Bye, Mr. Hartman.
Bye, Jenny.
Bye.
At the house.
Jenny.
Jenny spins a fidget spinner at the table.
You okay?
Melanie sets a plate on the table.
Jenny.
Jenny continues spinning. Melanie stops it with her hand.
Hey, I was spinning.
Hey, I was talking.
Why are we talking?
Are you seriously considering not going to the Christmas dance this year?
I don't want to go.
It's your last winter formal.
So?
So, the Christmas dance has always been a great way for us to to lift my winter blues, I know. But they are your blues, not mine.
Good. But we love Christmas. And the dance has always been a great way to celebrate that with everyone.
I know.
She continues spinning.
Is this why you want to go to California? Just too many bad associations here? Were you still feeling stuck about the dance last year?
No.
Jenny, you have to understand that if you can't handle a dance, I can't in good conscience send you to a school that's halfway across the country.
Mom, can we not talk about this right now?
Jenny slams the spinner on the table. Then she picks it up and starts spinning again. Melanie gets up and leaves the table. Jenny turns her head as she goes. In the evening, Melanie sleeps on the couch in the living room. A TV program plays in the background. The remote rests in Melanie's outstretched hand. Jenny walks into the living room. She takes the remote from Melanie's hand and turns off the TV. Then she takes the blanket and carefully pulls it over Melanie. She looks at her sleeping. After a moment, she turns around and leaves the living room. A bird's eye view of the town.
And then she just cut me out. Can you believe it?
Well, yeah, she's a teenager.
I suppose. For a couple more years anyway. It's her last opportunity to go to the dance. You know, this is a memory that she'll have for the rest of her life, and she won't have it if she never has the experience.
I get it. You just want her to be happy.
The dance makes my mom happy, but I messed it up.
She sits.
You didn't mess anything up. I don't want my mom to be sad.
Then go to the dance.
I do not want to go.
You don't have to if you don't want to. We can just all hang out together instead. Do our own thing.
Jenny looks up at her friends.
You mean have our own dance?
They pause.
Yeah. I mean, we
can have our own dance. A different dance. With anyone who wants to do that with us. Then I can go and my mom can go too.
What will it have?
No loud music.
I love loud music. But what else? No strobing lights.
Yeah.
And no falling snow.
No falling snow. Mm-hmm. We can invite whoever we want.
Like cute boys. Meet at lunch to plan?
Yes. We're going to organize a dance. Wait, I want it to be a secret for my mom, though. So it'll just be our secret.
Our secret. Secret.
They pinky promise.
I want her to have a great senior year.
I know.
And the best Christmas ever.
Of course you do.
And I want her final holiday dance to be joyful.
Well then, give her a dance that brings her joy.
What?
Well, it's quite simple. Use the skills that you've acquired here to make accommodations at the dance.
You think I can do that?
I am quite sure that you can.
Okay, well, where would I start?
Join the PTA.
Me on the PTA.
Mm-hmm.
She considers this.
There are meeting tomorrow.
Well, then you can email the chair. I'm sure that their email is on the school's website.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that tonight.
Good. Tonight?
Wait, you want me to do it right now?
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay, what's wrong?
Nothing. I want this to be a surprise for Jenny. Keep it between us.
Deal.
A cul-de-sac. The red brick house. Melanie and Jenny sit at the kitchen island.
Got any plans for today?
Want to tell me about it?
No. Do you have big plans?
No. No, nothing at all. Nothing out of the ordinary.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Good.
Yeah.
They nod.
Good.
Shall we go?
Mm-hmm. Wait, weather check.
Currently, 39 degrees and sunny skies.
No snow.
Perfect.
They get up. At the high school, a teen in a hoodie walks down the hall. A group of boys stop in front of him and block his way.
What's the problem, okay. New kid?
Jenny notices them.
Can't speak? No, come on. Answer me. If you can.
Why are you being mean?
The boys look at Jenny. then back at the teen. After a moment, they leave.
Let's go.
You okay?
The teen boy turns around and looks at Jenny. He nods and smiles shyly. Then he continues walking down the hall.
Who's the new boy? He's cute. Do you know him, Jenny?
She stares.
Earth to Jenny. No, never seen him before. Anyways, the dance. Lots to discuss.
They walk down the hall at the Possible Center.
The mission of the Possible Center has always been to empower individuals, no matter their abilities to achieve their dreams, and no matter how ambitious. And also, we have adults on the spectrum that work here.
Will is going to love this place. There was nothing like this in our old town.
Oh, there was nothing like this here. For kids, there's tons of resources, but once they become teenagers, few and far between.
Much too few. And way too far.
Exactly. I saw a need, so I quit my job. Then, along with my friend Vicky, 15 years later, here we are.
It's very impressive.
Yes, I understand. These things happen.
Good news, right?
Sure. Good news is you have the weekend off. They had to cancel.
We had a field trip planned, and the kids were really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's okay. You know what? We'll figure something out. After all, this is the Possible Center, where anything is possible, except a field trip this weekend.
You know, the reason we moved here is because my husband and I are taking over my dad's property. It's a stunning location. There is a Christmas tree farm and a Santa's village. Of course, we do events and weddings, but it's a great place for a field trip.
As I said, anything is possible. That is incredibly gracious of you.
There's a meeting room in the back we could go to. It's pretty private.
Okay.
That's my daughter, Jenny. Jenny, this is Mrs. Hawkins. Her son, Will, is joining the Possible Center. They're new in town. What are you guys up to?
Nothing, really. Just a project. It's funny. I asked Will to meet me here after school, too. Good to have everyone connect for the big field trip day.
Yes.
The teen from earlier walks in, passing by the group and sits down at a table. He takes off his headphones. Jenny looks at him.
Sorry. It takes him time to warm up to people, to talk.
You don't have to say sorry. We don't apologize here. Here we understand.
Thank you. This place is beyond words. It must keep you very busy.
It does, especially lately.
Melanie looks at Jenny, who's still looking at Will. She glances down, then back at him. Will looks at her and smiles. Jenny looks away bashfully.
We do want everyone to have a good time at the dance, but we also want it to be, well, a good time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's all that I want. I'm only asking that the holiday ball be made more accessible for students on the spectrum.
Accessible?
Well, yeah, just as we've made the school accessible for people physically, we would make the dance accessible for everyone's emotional well-being, too.
Well, how would we do that?
Well, it's different for each individual. Generally, lower volume of music, scheduled breaks. We could do away with strobe lights.
But the kids love strobe lights.
I am really not trying to take away from everyone's enjoyment. I'm only asking that we ensure that these special experiences be available to every student. Isn't that what we all want for our children?
We certainly do. It's just, sounds like a whole lot that would need to be done, and the dance is only 9 days away. And we need someone to chair that, and the whole committee has their hands full.
What if I put together a proposal for you to approve?
You'd need a faculty liaison, and with finals underway, they're all overloaded as it is. If only you had come to us with this sooner.
If only.
I'll do it.
The PTA turns to Daniel.
Apologies for my tardiness, but I did overhear what Miss Austin was suggesting, and I'd be happy to be her faculty liaison.
You would?
Yeah.
Great. You two are officially the accessibility team. All in favor?
Everyone raises their hands. Daniel smiles at Melanie. After the meeting.
So I guess we should figure out how we're going to do this.
You didn't say that you were on the PTA.
Oh, I said I wasn't running for president of the PTA. I'm not.
Okay.
So, what's next?
I will work up a plan and show it to you for the official stamp of approval.
I don't want to just be a token stamp of approval, though. I don't even own a stamp. No, I want to help. I want to actually help make this happen.
I appreciate that, but this isn't something that can just be dreamed up. I've spent Jenny's life learning how to do this. You know, a song that's too loud, a light that's too bright, unexpected snow. One wrong move and this can all be for nothing.
I get that. I do. And I've spent my whole career as a teacher making sure that my students can be their best selves, right? Isn't that what your dance is about?
She smiles cheekily.
So, this weekend?
Oh, I can't this weekend. The center is going on a field trip to a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yeah. Now, that sounds like a terrible place to plan a Christmas dance. I'll join.
Oh, did I invite you?
I don't know. Did you?
Okay. Okay. but can we please keep the planning of this a secret? I really want it to be a surprise for Jenny.
Okay.
Thank you.
Melanie walks down the hall. Daniel watches her go. The Christmas tree farm.
You know, and then he just invited himself. Can you believe that?
Oh, that he wants to help. Yeah, scoundrel.
I don't need his help. I have a Vicky.
Yeah, well, I need help. So that's why you have a Daniel. Plus, Jenny, she loves him, so he can't be all that bad.
Wait, no, I never said that he was all that bad. Mm-hmm. He inspires Jenny to write. And he is a very good teacher.
Well, he's not just a teacher. He's a published poet. I've read his work. It's beautiful stuff.
The teens arrive.
So cool.
Hmm? Here's kids.
Oh, hey, everyone. Okay, you are all free to explore. And the Hawkins have generously offered for each of you to pick your very own tree and bring it home for the holidays. So please, let's all remember to thank them on our way out. Okay.
Yeah, explore. Have fun.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, where should we start? Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
Do you lose points for tardiness?
Oh, in school I'm prompt, but when that bell rings, rebel.
He grins.
I'm gonna go help him find the tree.
Okay.
I'll see you. Okay. See ya.
See you later.
Thank you for coming. I'm sorry if I was.
Hi, Mr. Hartman. Why are you here?
He looks at Melanie.
Well, I heard so much about what your mom was doing with the Possible Center, so I wanted to come and see what this was all about.
She created the whole thing.
I'm sure she did.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here. And I liked reading Edgar Allan Poe. Nevermore.
Nevermore.
Jenny, come on. All right, let's go.
Well, at least someone's glad I'm here.
She sure is.
They watch the teens go.
You know, I actually do need a Christmas tree myself. Do you think they sell one around here?
Follow me.
They go together.
Some solid technique you got there.
Well, I've cut my fair share of Christmas trees.
Apparently so. It's just so beautiful around here. Don't you love this time of year?
She stops.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sore subject?
It's just, ever since the divorce, this time of year can be tough.
He nods.
I have a name for it. I call it the winter blues.
Is Jenny's father still in the picture?
Yeah. He's still in her life. He lives about an hour away. She'll spend New Year's with him.
And you'll miss her every single day she's gone, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes, I will. Have at her.
Watch this.
He takes the saw. He crouches down.
Okay. You ready?
No.
The tree falls.
A poet and a lumberjack. Luckily, I loosened it for you.
Yeah. I wouldn't exactly call myself a poet, though.
I heard that you were published.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
What changed?
But my bank account, for one. It's kind of hard to pay the bills as a poet, you know?
I'm sorry.
No, don't be. I mean, there was definitely a time where I dreamed about going to Paris, you know? the cafes where Fitzgerald and Hemingway and Zelda used to frequent. That would have been amazing. But then I became a teacher. And I realized that that was my true calling. So, I mean, poetry, it's...
I understand.
She smiles.
You know, when you have something that you really love, it's hard to find time to do anything else.
He nods.
Yeah.
They look at each other, smiling.
So I'm excited about this. What are we thinking?
Alternatives for students with diverse needs.
You know, I would love to find a substitute for the blaring speakers.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
And a low STEM area that has games.
We could do specialized foods.
Yes, and drinks.
This is great. Yeah, okay.
Why do I feel like there's a butt coming on?
Oh, no butts. However.
She laughs.
This is going to cost more money than the PTA has on hand.
She considers this.
We'll raise the funds. The Possible Center is holding its holiday fundraiser, and the money is supposed to go to an event. So what better event than a all-inclusive dance?
That sounds like a perfect plan.
Huh. Thank you. Now pick up your end, lumberjack.
Sorry.
Okay, this way.
They carry the tree.
Okay, so we are going to need a venue, activities, food, and not to mention a whack ton of money to pull this off.
How much money do we think we need?
More than we have.
It's okay. We are going to figure it out.
I got it.
Volume.
I got it.
We can sell our own items. Candles, cards we make.
Oh, maybe one of the poems you wrote in Mr. Hartman's class?
One of my poems? Sure.
I love your poems.
Okay, where can we sell them? I don't exactly own a posh store somewhere.
Jenny looks around.
Well, how about here? I can ask Mrs. Hawkins.
Yeah. People are spending lots of money already.
Yeah, that is a great idea, Jenny.
And then all the money we raise can go towards the dance. We can do it.
And then it would still be part of the dance, right? So that just, it makes sense if we could do it.
Hey, girls!
Oh, it's great you're here. We're here, too.
Yeah, we can see you.
Of course you can.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? You don't have a tree?
Mom, we already have a tree.
We do.
Is everything okay, Miss Austin?
Oh, she's tired. It's a lot of work cutting down my tree. I mean, I did most of the work, but...
No, you didn't.
Okay, I didn't. It's nice, though, right? Majestic?
Yes, but yeah. Ours is even better.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Toodles.
Have fun.
Surprise maintained.
Well done, you.
He looks at the tree.
So, did you have fun? Yes. And so did you.
I did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, I forgot my clipboard.
Oh,
be right back.
Jenny walks over to the picnic table.
Excuse me, that's my...
She notices Will is sitting at the table.
Hi.
Will looks up from the model train he is building.
Why don't you like to talk?
He picks up pliers and continues working on the model train.
You don't have to right now if you don't want to. But I would be happy to listen if you do.
He glances in her direction and smiles.
I like your train.
Will smiles wider. He holds the train in his hands. Jenny smiles too. Will pushes Jenny's clipboard across the table toward her. There's a purple pen on top of it. Jenny picks up the pen and starts to write something on the sheet of paper that's on the clipboard. Will looks over at her as she writes. She tears off the corner of the paper, folds it, and gives it to Will. Then she walks away, looking over her shoulder as she goes. Will opens the folded note. It reads, "In case you want to talk," and a phone number under it. Will smiles and looks happily in the direction Jenny left. In the evening, Jenny and Melanie play backgammon at the dinner table.
I win.
I was so close.
Nope. Today was a good day.
Melanie nods.
I know, right?
You and Mr. Hartman had fun.
Yeah.
Well, sure. You know, we get along.
He talked to you?
We talked to each other. Why?
What if someone doesn't want to talk to me?
Well,
Maybe they just don't want to talk.
Why?
I don't know. But I know that it has nothing to do with you.
Okay?
Jenny looks up at Melanie.
Okay. Rematch.
No.
Yes. No, come on.
I've got a winner.
Oh, get at. I deserve to have a rematch.
Later, Jenny sits on her bed writing cards. Jenny stops writing. She caps her pen and picks up her phone.
Hi.
Jenny starts to type back.
Hi. I like seeing you today. And your train.
Will texts.
I'd like seeing you too. So I texted you.
Thank you. I'm glad you did.
You're planning an event?
A dance.
Jenny stops typing, bites her lip, and looks around her room.
You wanna help?
Will pauses before typing back. Jenny looks around her room nervously. She bites her lip and looks at their text conversation. No reply from Will. She shakes her head and puts the phone down.
Yes.
Jenny grins and presses the phone to her chest. Then she puts it down. Will smiles and continues working on a train. Jenny continues writing cards. Melanie reads a book in bed. She closes the book and reaches for her phone.
Hope you're getting some rest.
She smiles.
I am. Thank you for today. See you tomorrow. Lots more to do.
Can't wait. Sleep tight, Miss Austin.
Sweet dreams, Mr. Hartman.
She smiles giddily and puts her phone on the nightstand. At the Possible Center, Jenny and her friends make Christmas crafts. Will sits with them and watches Jenny glue stickers onto a greeting card. Jenny notices them watching. Their eyes meet, but then they quickly look away. They both smile bashfully and continue what they're doing. One friend is icing a snowman cookie, while the other makes a wreath. When Melanie walks by, the friends stand up to cover what they're doing. Melanie tries to peek around them. Eventually, she walks the other way. Jenny and her friends look over their shoulder to make sure she's gone. Then they sit down again.
Hey, Jenny. Hey, gang. You doing some Christmas shopping?
Christmas selling.
Oh, like what?
She shows him the box of cards. He takes one and opens it.
When fear sets in, I get to choose to smile away the winter blues. Christmas love so pure and bright. The season fills my heart with light.
He smiles.
Did you write this, Jenny?
Yes, after you read the poem in class.
It's beautiful.
It's for sale. $5.
$10.
I mean, hey, even at that price, it's still a bargain. There you go.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
$10. 4 days till the dance.
Will, Jenny, and her friends walk off. Melanie looks at a snow globe.
Daniel Hartman, reporting for duty.
Thank you for coming. There is lots to sell and lots to buy. Come on.
Great. Like what?
Oh, just, you know, something that'll help the PTA pass the proposal.
Are you talking about bribing PTA President Foy? Miss Austin, that is scandalous.
No. Not yet, anyway. You know, just things that'll help sell the idea.
A boy gives her a card.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Liam. I love it.
Melanie smiles from ear to ear.
Huh. You know, like decorations that don't flash or no falling snow. Jenny does not like falling snow.
Can I ask? You know what? Forget it. I am here to help, not pry.
When Jenny was a little girl, we were driving and it started to snow and I hit a patch of ice. My car got stuck. I called a tow truck. When I was talking to the tow truck driver, Jenny got out of the car and wandered off and I didn't see.
Yeah, you must have been terrified.
She nods.
But when I finally found her, I mean, she was shaken, but she seemed fine. But then the next time that it snowed.
Melanie takes a deep breath and tries to find her words.
And then the time at the dance, it just it triggered her and it made it so much worse. And she still doesn't want to talk about it.
I'm sorry. Communicating can be really tough at times.
Jenny and I are definitely not communicating lately.
Hence the secret dance planning.
She looks at him.
I'm not trying to micromanage her. I'm just trying to help her create a clear path for success.
He looks at her.
Why are you giving me those judgmental teacher eyes?
Oh, it's not judgmental. It's admiration. You do so much for Jenny, so much out of so much love for her. That's all.
Thank you.
The Christmas Tree Farm.
Thanks so much, and happy holidays. We're almost sold out of Christmas cards.
With this much money, we could buy a place to have the dance.
A few more million cards, maybe.
We're doing it. Will, we're really doing it.
Will is wearing headphones.
Will?
He doesn't notice her. She turns to her friends.
We are, but we're going to need to sell a lot more to pay for everything that we want at the dance.
Well, what if we make more cards?
I don't think it's going to cut it.
Then what are we going to do?
Will takes off his headphones.
What can we do?
They all pause. Will starts to speak.
Jeez.
They turn to him.
I could ask my parents to sell trees for the dance.
You would do that for me?
Jenny walks to him. He nods and smiles.
Will, why don't you show Jenny around? It seems like there's a lot of fun stuff to see here.
If you want, I would like to go explore with you. We don't have to, but I would like it.
I built a train layout. Do you want to see?
I would love to see it.
Will grins.
Okay.
Jenny's friends are giddy.
These are good.
Yeah. No, don't.
No, you have to model them for all your new customers.
How do I look?
Dashing.
Was that a reindeer joke?
Maybe.
I think you should stick to teaching.
Hey, no, keep them on. It'll block out the rest of my bad jokes.
She takes off the reindeer earmuffs and examines them.
Have you ever heard of silent disco?
Yeah.
It's where people wear headphones and dance.
Yeah.
We could buy glowing headphones and we could decorate them for Christmas with antler ears and...
Elf ears.
Yes.
Oh, this is practical and festive. I love it.
We could just, you know, get our own headphones and make one for each PTA member and decorate it and give them proof of concept.
Hey, we could use my classroom to do like a Santa's workshop.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I could bring art supplies.
I'll bring the pizza.
They exchange glances. A model train drives on a track around a miniature village. Jenny watches it as it passes her. Will stops the train.
This is the Hudson J Class 484 steam locomotive. The 484 means that it has 4 lead wheels, 8 driving wheels, and 4 trailing wheels. It has an extra large boiler and a huge firebox. It weighs almost 500,000 pounds and it can pull up to 18 cars. Right now we have 4, but it can pull almost the entire...
He stops and looks at Jenny. She looks at him.
I'm talking too much.
Maybe.
Sorry. I talk a lot when I'm excited about something. I'm really excited about trains.
I noticed.
You said you were happy to listen?
I am.
They both look down.
Maybe we can take a 5-minute break?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Jenny sits on a bench next to the window. He sits next to her and looks at the train set.
You built that yourself?
Yes, with my dad.
Will you build one for the dance?
He smiles.
Yes.
Will takes his hands out of his pocket and clasps his hands together.
Why don't you like to talk sometimes?
Jenny looks at Will, then down at her lap. Will looks ahead.
Is it because you get scared?
Sometimes.
Will thinks for a moment.
Sometimes I just don't want to talk.
That's okay. And it's okay to get scared. I get scared sometimes, too.
What makes you scared?
Jenny glances around the room, but doesn't look at Will. He turns to her.
Do you want to talk about it?
Her gaze stays fixed on the ground.
Now look who's not talking.
He nudges her. A neighborhood with houses. Jenny sits at the kitchen island with her laptop open. She's reading the application requirements for the Hollinger Literature Program. She closes the laptop. Melanie walks down the stairs and into the kitchen.
Oh, there is your lunch kit. I forgot to make your lunch last night.
I got up early and packed it already.
You did? Good for you.
Melanie looks inside the lunch bag and closes it.
Mom?
Yeah?
Do you ever worry you're making the wrong choices because you're scared what other people might say?
Yeah. I mean, I think we all do.
Then what do you do?
I try to remember that it doesn't matter what other people say. And that I try to do what I think is right, to follow my own instincts. Like you should follow your own instincts.
You trust my instincts?
Melanie walks over to Jenny and puts her arm around her.
100%.
Jenny looks up at Melanie. Then Melanie leaves the kitchen. The high school.
As freezing persons recollect the snow, first chill, then stupor, and then the letting go. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Dickinson. Oh, and just a reminder, your term papers are due by at the end of the week. No extensions. Get them in on time or you get lumps of coal and an F. Watch it there.
Jenny takes her things and walks up to Daniel.
I like that poem a lot.
Right? Great words can have all the power in the world when said at the right time.
Remember when you said you would help with my college applications?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you write my recommendation letter?
He smiles.
Of course. Did you decide on a school already?
Hollinger.
Wow, nice. What does your mom think about you going there?
She told me to trust my instincts.
Well then, all right. I'll get you that recommendation by today.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye, Jenny.
Okay, the good news first or the bad?
Good.
I managed to score us a foosball table from that party rental place, thanks to Will's parents helping us raise more money.
I also picked up a bunch of decorations and some supplies.
Amazing.
What's the bad news?
We don't have a venue.
What about the community center?
It's booked up.
What about the possible center?
No, that would ruin the surprise for my mom. Oh, no. Now what?
Jenny shakes her hands nervously.
I have an idea. I can show you if you want.
Yes.
Everyone smiles with relief.
Okay, here we go.
Will walks up to a big barn and slides the door open. They walk inside. The barn is full of furniture and hay.
Here it is.
We can use this?
My parents said yes, as long as we decorated ourselves.
And clean up. I'm a great organizer, so that shouldn't be too hard.
She looks around the big open space.
Oh. Okay, maybe it's a little hard.
Yeah.
We'll need Bella and Caitlin to help.
Will nods to himself.
Tomorrow?
She looks at him.
Tomorrow.
She walks around the barn.
You know you can talk to me, right?
I know. I do.
I mean, when you get scared too, you can talk to me.
Thank you.
She looks down, bashfully.
You don't deserve to be scared.
What if I still am?
Will pauses and thinks for a moment.
That's when you talk to me.
They smile at each other. Daniel's classroom.
Ooh, look at you. You're a natural.
Thank you. My grandfather was an elf.
There's still some pizza left if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Right.
A sonnet is written on the chalkboard.
So, this is where the magic happens. Where you inspire the young readers and writers of the future.
I love it. Love it. Honestly, seeing their eyes come alive when they hear great writing, I mean, If I can inspire one student, just one, it's a great day.
You inspire Jenny every day.
What? She loves literature. I mean, I'm so happy your daughter's pursuing it. She's very talented.
She is.
Melanie looks around his desk.
What about you?
He glues a ribbon.
What about me?
Well, you've got all these books on so many poets, but what about your own book?
He grins.
The inflappable Daniel Hartman's been flapped.
Maybe a little bit.
Do you share your poems?
Melanie sits down next to him.
I used to love slam poetry, you know, public performance of my work. And I share famous poems with my students in class, and I love it. But I always wondered if one day somebody would be reading my work to their students in class.
She nods.
Yeah.
And then, you know, life goes in other directions, has other plans, right?
She raises her eyebrows and nods.
Well, we are on the home stretch. We've got, like, I don't know, 2 more glue gun burns before we have to, out again, 3. We have to present to the PTA in, like, an hour.
Later.
In this way, not only is it a festive addition to the dance, each student can listen to the music and volume of their choosing. All the same fun, but with an inclusive, positive twist.
Guys, come on. This is a fresh take, I swear. The kids are gonna love it, okay?
Oh, it's a great idea. It's just different. Not bad, just...
I know that it is. It is different. But that's what makes it wonderful. Yeah, let's try something different. Traditions evolve. This school prides itself on inclusion. We always have. It's why Jenny loves it here.
The PTA look at each other. Miss Foy nods.
You're right. I'm on board. But you would need to lead the charge, be my second in command.
Absolutely.
All in favor of making Melanie chairwoman of the dance?
Everyone raises their hands.
Thank you all so much.
Melanie smiles at Daniel. He smiles back. Lights shine on the town street at night. At the house, Jenny sits on her bed looking at her laptop. Melanie walks into her room.
Good night, Anne. Did you want anything before bed?
No.
Okay.
Melanie is holding a book.
What's that?
Oh, it's just a little bedtime reading.
Mom.
Yeah.
You seem happy.
Melanie smiles.
I feel happy.
And I feel happy, too.
Good. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
Melanie leaves the room. Jenny looks at her laptop. She picks up her phone.
I'm excited for tomorrow.
Me too.
She puts her phone down and looks at the Hollinger application form. She takes a deep breath. She submits it. Jenny takes another deep breath. The high school.
So I'm thinking that the hot chocolate cart can go right over there. Oh, and the party favor table will be at the main entrance with the fidget spinners and the headphones. And the main directory will have a map to the sensory room. Oh, and the games we're going to put in the corner just to keep it a little bit more secluded.
Okay. Check and check. Oh, but sadly, the rental company's out at the foosball table.
What?
Yep, already rented.
Check it out. I snagged the last corner set at the rental place.
Perfect. And I got this. Let the jingle
bells. Will covers his ears.
No.
You okay?
He nods.
Mm-hmm. How are the e-bites coming?
I'm almost finished making the list. Everyone we want to invite is here.
Great, and I'll send them out later tonight.
All right. We're going to need more activities, and we're going to need more games. And in order for this to work, we're probably going to need more food and decorations. The dance is 2 days away. I don't know that we're going to pull this off.
Hey, we'll get there, okay? And you're doing a great job. But right now, we should take a break.
We should.
Definitely. Let's get some fresh air. Come on. It'll all still be here, I promise.
People skate on the ice rink.
Thanks for dinner.
You're welcome.
This is all so beautiful here.
They walk down stone steps.
She walks in beauty like the night, with cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes.
She raises her eyebrows.
That was lovely.
That was Lord Byron. He was a charmer.
She laughs and looks at him.
I read your poems, you should know.
He looks at her.
What? How?
About your book. You are really talented.
Come on.
No, I'm serious. They were heartfelt and honest. Raw. You should share them with the world. Or at least, you know, have someone do a reading of them.
She turns to him.
That'd be amazing.
Daniel and Melanie sit down on a bench together.
Maybe one day, if I can find the right reader.
He looks at her and smiles.
What about your dream of Paris? Is that still somewhere in your head?
Sure. Taking a sabbatical, moving to Paris to write? It's a wonderful dream.
She nods.
It's just a dream.
She tilts her head.
I love Paris, and it is a good dream. I mean, I would love to go there.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I imagine.
They hold each other's gaze.
You should go. You should apply for sabbatical and just see what happens. You have been inspiring your students. You have been inspiring Jenny since she first sat in your class. You inspired me to plan a dance for her. It's time that you were inspired to live out your dream.
He looks at her in awe. Then he smiles and looks away. In the barn, Jenny hangs up a shining star on a pillar. Then she carefully climbs down the ladder and walks around the barn.
Where did the others go?
She walks up to Will.
They went home to send the Evites, or to leave us alone.
Will is building a train.
Will, there's something I've been scared about lately. Can I talk to you about it?
Yes, please.
She sits down on a crate next to him.
It's about the dance. Last year it was bad. It started snowing, and I don't like falling snow. When I was younger, we got into a car accident, and I wandered off and got lost in the snow. And that made me scared.
She looks up at Will.
I do not like to be scared. That's when I don't talk.
She looks at the ground.
Then what do you do?
He turns to her, and they look at each other for a moment. He shrugs.
Nothing.
She continues looking at him.
When I feel like talking again, I talk. I get to decide. And that makes the scary things not so scary.
He looks at her again. She smiles. Jenny takes out her phone.
Currently 31 degrees and snow falling in 20 minutes.
I have to go home.
If you're scared, we can keep talking.
I can't talk. I have to go home.
She grabs her jacket. Will runs after her.
No, stop. Jenny, I can help.
I don't want your help. I have to go home.
She runs out the door.
How do you feel? I know you've taken on a lot leading the charge with this all lately.
I've come to realize that this isn't so much about a dance. This is more about my little girl as she's growing up. And I want these memories for her to be joyful, you know, not fearful. And then I can't help but have this gnawing apprehension that I'm not doing enough.
Are you kidding me? I don't think I've ever seen a mother do more. All while juggling the possible center and your own social life. It's...
My social life? You mean my failing social life? But that's a whole other story.
I don't think it's failing.
He looks at her.
I quite like your social life at the moment.
He looks away for a moment. Then he meets her eyes.
I do too.
I guess this time of the year isn't so...
Blue.
They hold their gaze.
Sorry.
Daniel takes out his phone.
Is everything okay?
A message reads, "The holiday ball for all, to honor Melanie Austin." Shh, it's a surprise. Suddenly, it starts to snow.
I'm sorry, I've got to go.
Melanie runs away.
Jenny! Jenny!
Melanie runs through the house. She sees Jenny and walks over to her.
Hey, sweetheart.
She sits next to her on the floor.
You okay?
Jenny nods.
Mm-hmm. I came as soon as it started falling.
Jenny rocks back and forth.
Where were you? I'm sorry that I wasn't here.
Jenny continues rocking. Melanie pulls her into a hug and holds her.
I came back as soon as it started.
Melanie nods.
Where were you?
Jenny pulls away from the hug.
With friends.
She plays with a fidget toy.
Okay. Well, I'm here now.
Melanie tries to meet Jenny's eyes.
Do you want to beat me in a board game?
I want to go to bed.
Jenny gets up.
Okay.
Melanie watches her as she leaves.
Good night, sweetheart.
Melanie sighs, closes her eyes, and shakes her head.
It was that bad, huh?
Not what we expected to happen when we ever so subtly ditched you.
I ran off and left him, and now he is avoiding me.
No, I'm sure he's not that mad.
I guess there go your chances of him being your date for the dance.
Caitlin?
Jenny darts her head around.
I probably ruined it with Daniel. I just ran out with barely even saying goodbye.
Probably. Assumptions again. Seems like you're having trouble communicating with multiple people.
Melanie pauses.
I guess.
So talk to Jenny. Talk to Daniel.
We need to talk. Hey, Vicky.
This guy's like Beetlejuice. Say his name three times and he appears. Hi, Daniel.
Vicky walks away.
About last night, I am so sorry.
What? No. No, that's no problem at all. Honestly, I understand. It's about the dance.
No, just not here.
Is there somewhere we can go to talk?
Yeah. Hey, Jenny, is everything all right?
Jenny walks past her. Melanie flinches.
I really hate to do this to you 2 days in a row, but I have to go talk to my daughter.
Yes. You two have a lot to sort out.
Melanie smiles and walks away.
Everything okay in here?
Jenny plays with a fidget spinner.
You want to talk about it?
Melanie sits down across from her.
What if there was something that you really cared about, but then you ruined it?
Oh, honey, I highly doubt that you've ruined anything.
Jenny looks away.
You know, sometimes things happen and we make assumptions about them. And then we realize later that our assumptions were way off. Do you think it's possible that maybe what you think you've ruined, you haven't?
I guess maybe not.
Melanie nods.
The only way to know for sure is to ask the tough questions. Not be afraid of the answers. And know that you are a very good person, Jenny. With the best of intentions.
She smiles.
And the rest will just fall into place. I should probably take my own advice.
So everything will be okay?
I can't promise you that everything will be okay, but I can promise you that if things aren't, I will always be here.
Jenny looks at her.
And I love you so much.
Thanks, Mom.
You feel better?
Not all the way better, but better.
Melanie pulls her in for a hug. They walk out of the room together. They walk through the Possible Center.
I love you. I love you.
Melanie goes to stand behind the reception desk with Vicky. They both watch Jenny as she leaves. Melanie looks around. Vicky notices.
Looking for Daniel?
No. Yeah. Maybe.
He just left. You can still catch him.
Melanie thinks for a moment. She glances at Vicky. Daniel is by his car.
Wait. I just wanted to say thank you for helping me with everything.
It's my pleasure.
Would you like to have dinner?
Are you asking me out on a date?
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I'd love to.
Okay, great. 6 tonight. I'll send you the details. Okay. I have to get everything ready.
Everything?
He narrows his brows. Trees are strung with gold lights.
Will, are you here?
The barn is dark. Will appears and flips on the light switch. The barn is decorated and glowing with Christmas lights.
Surprise.
A miniature town with a train track.
Wow. This is so cool.
Thanks. I've been working on it all day.
He claps his hands.
I thought you were mad at me.
Mad? Why?
Because I got upset yesterday.
No. You were scared. I'm sorry I couldn't help you be not scared, but I wouldn't be mad at you for that.
Well, do you like me?
Yes, I like you.
Do you like me enough to be my date to the dance?
Will turns to Jenny and looks at her wide-eyed.
Is that a no, or are you just not talking again?
The train begins to drive around the track. The last train car has a folded note. It stops in front of Jenny. She looks at Will. Then she takes the note and opens it. Inside, it reads, Jenny, will you be my date tomorrow night? She smiles. Will looks at her.
Yes.
The town street shines at night.
Entree.
A restaurant is decorated in a Parisian style.
Wow, this is
a surprise.
A wonderful surprise.
My friend Marin owns it. Her daughter used to come to the Possible Center, and I asked her if I could turn it into Paris for the night.
Well, it's perfect.
To complete the look?
Of course.
She ties a silk scarf around his neck.
Oh, c'est magnifique. How's it look?
Perfect.
Yeah?
Yes.
I love the beret, by the way.
Thank you.
She beams.
To Paris.
To you.
They both take a sip of their wine.
I got you something.
She gives him a bag with the Eiffel Tower on it.
Okay.
I bought it to inspire you, because you've inspired so many people.
He takes out a book titled Passion Poetry.
Wow.
He flips through the pages and then looks at Melanie.
Melanie, this is... Thank you. I mean, we have our own Parisian cafe. You know, actually, I've been thinking a lot about what you said. About taking a sabbatical.
You're gonna go?
I mean, it wouldn't be until the next school year, and it's not for sure, but... There's a writers-in-residency program at the Shakespeare and Company in Paris.
You should do it.
I haven't decided yet.
Why wouldn't you go?
Daniel hesitates before he speaks.
Because for the first time in a long time, it feels like here is where I should really be.
They hold each other's gaze. Daniel and Melanie walk down the street together.
Well, Miss Austin?
Mr. Hartman?
They stop in front of her house.
I had an excellent time.
So did I.
And Paris was better than I could ever have imagined.
Well, I'm no literary giant.
No, you're something better.
He looks at her in the eyes.
Look, I know we're both grown adults, but I was wondering if maybe you would do me the honor of being my date to the dance.
Yes.
She kisses him.
Mom?
Jenny and Will hold hands.
Hi.
You and Mr. Hartman?
You and Will?
Why didn't you tell me?
There wasn't anything to tell you until a second ago. Are you mad?
No. Not if you are happy.
I am. And you too.
Mr. Hartman, I should hear back from Hollinger any day now.
That's amazing. I'm proud of you.
Wait, what? You applied to Hollinger and you knew?
And you didn't.
He wrote my recommendation letter.
There's some miscommunication here. I'm sorry. I mean, you guys figured out how to plan two separate Christmas dances, so we could probably figure this.
Jenny looks at Will.
Wait, two Christmas dances?
The front door opens. Jenny stomps inside.
Jenny, wait! It was supposed to be a surprise.
You didn't listen to me. I don't want to go to the dance.
I know, but that's why I wanted to do this. I wanted it to be a dance that you would want to go to.
You never asked me what I wanted.
She runs upstairs.
Jenny, I...
Melanie watches her go. Jenny's stocking falls from the mantle.
Will, why don't you... We'll come wait outside. I'll be out there in a second, okay? I'll give you a ride home. Yeah?
Will nods and walks out the door. Melanie picks up the stocking. Daniel walks up to her.
The dance... College, her new boyfriend. Apparently, I don't know anything about my daughter.
Hey, well, that's not true.
No, it is true. And you know what? I should be spending time with her, not doing...
She takes off her neck scarf and holds it in her hands. For a moment, they look at each other with pained expressions.
I think you should go.
She steps toward him.
I need to spend some time with my daughter alone.
She looks away.
We'll talk soon.
Daniel looks at her before turning around and leaving. Melanie watches him go with a sad expression. She closes her eyes. In the morning, Melanie sits at the kitchen island. Jenny comes downstairs and grabs her coat.
Aren't you going to eat breakfast?
Jenny walks toward the door.
Jenny.
Jenny opens the front door and walks outside. Melanie pushes her breakfast away and rubs her head.
Now we're not talking at all, and she won't even answer my texts. How did we get to this?
Oh, Mel.
I just want her to be happy.
Hey, I see you and Jenny together all the time. And she's happy. Especially when you're happy. And since you've been seeing Daniel, this is the happiest that I've seen you in a long time. Especially at Christmas.
Melanie glances at Vicky.
I just feel like I've ruined everything.
She tries to hold back tears.
And I don't have the answers.
Vicky reaches out her hand. Melanie takes it.
Then ask the questions.
She looks her in the eyes.
What do you want? What does Jenny want? Not what you want for Jenny. But what does Jenny want for herself?
She takes a breath.
How do I talk to her when I don't know where she is?
Where has she been going lately when she needed a break?
She looks ahead in thought. Then she smiles. Snow-covered trees. Melanie walks up to the barn.
Jenny?
She walks inside and looks at all the decorations.
Wow.
She looks at the cookies on the snack table. Then she continues exploring the barn.
Jenny?
Jenny walks out from behind a Christmas tree.
Hey, how are you?
Jenny walks toward Melanie.
I needed some time to think.
You did all of this? So this is the dance that you were planning. There's snowman cookies.
I made them in honor of you. Do you like it?
I love it. I am so sorry that I wasn't open with you. I wanted it to be a surprise. I wanted to show you that I was doing enough.
Doing enough?
After the dance last year, I felt that I needed to do more.
But you do everything for me.
They look at each other.
I wanted to do the dance for you so you could be happy. And so that you could see I can do this.
Why would I need to see that?
So you won't have to worry when I go to college.
A smile spreads across Melanie's face.
You don't have to worry, Mom. I'll be okay.
Jenny holds Melanie's face in her hands.
And when things aren't okay, you'll always be here, loving me.
Melanie pouts and looks lovingly at Jenny. She holds her hands.
Always. Always. Okay.
Melanie takes out an envelope from her coat pocket and hands it to Jenny.
This came for you. Looks like you got in. I want you to go.
The envelope has a Hollinger crest.
You've earned it.
Jenny hugs Melanie.
I'm so proud of you. Thanks.
They slowly pull away. Melanie rubs Jenny's shoulders and smiles.
You got the foosball table?
Well, we would have had a ping pong table, but someone else rented it.
They point at each other.
That was you.
They both laugh.
What are we going to do about the dance?
What do you mean? This is amazing.
No, your dance.
I didn't even think about that.
We could combine the dances. Right here.
You sure you want to do that?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I will contact the PTA and see if I can get them on board.
All right, start making phone calls.
Okay.
They hug again.
Mr. Hartman needs that in the barn.
She holds a clipboard.
Christmas decorations coming through.
Bring that over to the DJ booth.
Teens carry Christmas elves.
Hey.
Melanie looks up.
Hey.
Congratulations. This is really bringing everyone together.
Oh, well, this is all Jenny, really.
I knew you two would figure it out eventually.
Yeah, I don't really know how to thank you for all of your help.
I just hung a few lights. It's...
You've been a real support to me. Thank you.
No, I mean, the feeling goes both ways. If it wasn't for you, I would have never taken the sabbatical.
You're doing it.
Yeah, I put in for it, you know. I mean, like you said, it is something I need to do.
So you'll be leaving
at the end of the school year, yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, it'll be good. It'll give me some time to think, figure things out. You know, I guess that's what everybody needs sometimes, right? Space.
I guess.
She puts on a polite smile. Daniel fiddles with Christmas lights.
We're still going to go to the dance together.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I should let you get back to this because you're busy and these are still tangled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
She watches him go.
We almost have everything done. It's going to work.
Great.
Are you okay, Mom?
Yeah. Yes, of course. We gotta go home. We have a dance to get ready for.
Okay.
They get ready in the bathroom together. Melanie touches up Jenny's makeup, and Jenny applies blush to her mom's face.
Oh.
Jenny makes a drum roll with her hands. Melanie walks in wearing a burgundy dress.
You look magnificent.
In the words of a young Jenny Austin. I know. Jenny!
She opens the door.
Come on in. Don't you look dapper, young man? Jenny?
Daniel, Will, and Melanie wait at the bottom of the stairs. Jenny walks down the steps, wearing a sparkling tulle dress. Will looks at her in awe.
What do you think?
I think you're beautiful.
I know.
Jenny looks down bashfully. Melanie helps Jenny with her coat.
All right, shall we go?
Jenny turns around and looks out the door. Her eyes widen. Melanie looks at her.
Jenny, you okay?
The snow.
Daniel and Will turn and look outside at the falling snow. Then they look back at Jenny. Her gaze stays fixed on the snowflakes falling outside. Jenny sits on the couch, rocking back and forth and breathing shakily.
Jenny, breathe.
They take a deep breath together. Jenny puts Melanie's hands on her face.
Jenny, we can talk through this.
Mm-mm. We can't talk away the snow.
You are scared of the snow.
Jenny nods her head quickly. Will pauses for a moment and then walks outside.
No, Will, don't go.
She runs after him. Melanie runs after Jenny. Daniel follows. Will walks down the porch steps to the front yard. Jenny runs out.
Will!
She stops on the porch and looks ahead nervously.
When there's moisture in the air and the atmospheric temperature drops below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, snow starts to fall.
I do not like falling snow.
Snow forms when water crystallizes in the air. But when it's colder outside, the water doesn't stick together as much. But when it's not as cold out, then the moisture in the water...
Will, you are talking a lot again.
I know. I talk a lot when I'm excited about something.
You are excited about snow?
They look at each other.
No.
He looks at her with a hopeful expression. They hold their gaze.
I'm excited about you.
Will smiles. Jenny turns and looks at Melanie. Then she looks back at Will. Will stretches out his arms. After a moment of hesitation, Jenny runs down the front steps and into his arms. Melanie covers her mouth with her hand. Jenny and Will hold each other tightly. Jenny watches the snow fall around them. Melanie smiles.
You're okay?
I'm okay.
Will smiles wider. They slowly pull apart and look up at the night sky. Will takes Jenny's hand and holds it out. A snowflake falls in her palm. He closes her hand. Then he pulls her in for another hug and nestles his face into her shoulder. Melanie and Daniel stand on the porch, watching them in awe. Trees are strung with Christmas lights. A sign reads, "Holiday ball for all." Teens, wearing headphones, dance in the barn under the Christmas lights. The train drives around the miniature town. Will hugs his mom.
Hey.
Mrs. Hawkins, thanks for helping make this dance happen.
Oh, no, Jenny, thank you.
They hug.
You two have fun.
Melanie stands by herself, off to the side. Jenny notices. Melanie looks across the room and meets Daniel's eyes.
Hey, you okay? Weren't your blues striking again?
No. Okay, no, I'm not.
What's the problem?
She gestures toward Daniel. Vicky looks.
Oh, I get it.
He's taking a sabbatical in Paris next year. And he wants space.
Well, why don't you be a part of that space? I mean, with Jenny going out of town, you are going to have a lot of free time on your hands.
What are you saying? Go to Paris, too?
Why not?
I don't know that Daniel wants me to go with him. If he did, he would have said something.
Mom, you are assuming again. You do so much to make me happy, to make everyone at the Possible Center happy. But Mr. Hartman makes you happy, and you deserve that. You like him?
Melanie nods.
I do.
Tell him.
I'm not sure how.
Jenny looks around the room and walks away. Melanie laughs. A moment later, Jenny comes back with Daniel's poetry book.
Show him.
Jenny gives her the book. Melanie takes it and holds it close to her. She looks at Jenny with pride. Jenny walks on stage and takes a microphone.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're all having a great time. Today has had a lot of surprises. And now we have one more. Please welcome to the stage the person who helped me make this dance, my mom, Melanie Austin.
Melanie walks through the crowd to the stage. Jenny passes her the microphone. Melanie smiles at the crowd.
Hello, everyone. What a beautiful night. I would really like to acknowledge how beautiful we all are in our own unique ways. More often than not, we make assumptions that people will judge us if they get a glimpse of that uniqueness. And those assumptions can be right. People can be judgmental. And so then we dim that beauty before we give it a chance to shine. But oftentimes those assumptions are wrong. And I would like to read a poem on that matter by a very talented poet. Assuming he's all right with it. This poem was written by our very own Daniel Hartman.
His jaw drops and he waves to the crowd. Melanie opens his poetry book.
A voice inside, so quick to chide, casting doubts both far and wide. You're not enough, it often cries. Planting fears and spreading lies. Assumptions form, we start to fear that other eyes will sneer and jeer. But listen close and you will see a strength within a bold decree.
She looks around the room.
Question the thoughts that cloud your mind. Leave those fears and doubts behind. For in your heart a truth so bright, silence the doubt and step into the light.
She looks meaningfully at Daniel and smiles. His eyes are teary. He smiles back. They hold each other's gaze as the group claps around them. Later, Melanie and Daniel walk outside together. She holds onto his arm.
I hope that you didn't mind.
Not at all. I was honored.
It's a good poem.
He turns to her.
You're incredible. In every way. What you've done for your daughter, for the students, for me, to inspire me to go for what I want.
What is that, Mr. Hartman? What do you want?
I want you to come with me to Paris. Explore with me, laugh with me, just be with me.
She smiles.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Great. Because I don't want this to end.
This is just the beginning.
Daniel gently holds her face and pulls her in for a passionate kiss. The Christmas lights shine in the background, and the snow falls around them. They slowly pull away and smile. Daniel pulls her into his embrace. She nestles her face into his chest. Will and Jenny walk out of the dance holding hands. They both look up and admire the falling snow. Jenny looks at Will and taps him on the shoulder. He turns to her, and she leans in to kiss him. He kisses her back. They look at each other happily. Then they both walk over to Daniel and Melanie, holding each other close. Melanie and Daniel pull Jenny and Will into a group hug. They all smile. Snowflakes continue falling gently. Starring Erica Serra as Melanie, Mark Ganim as Daniel, and Vanessa Burghardt as Jenny. Casting by Lisa Parrison. CSA. Music by Craig McConnell. Editor, Dona Noga. Executive producers, Kimberly Bradley, Jonathan Eskenes, Frank Siracusa, and Andrea Raffaello. Story by Emily Schmidt. Directed by Stefan Skaney. Whiz Bang Films. This has been a Hallmark Media presentation. Video description. Diffuse.